Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, but not everybody's partying. There's a whole group of people out there, thousands of them, that are working this weekend to get Governor Sisolak recalled. Going up and down the states, making sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And we'll bring you the latest on that coming up later on in the show. But I tell you, we got a lot of things going on that, yeah, you can do your partying and, you know, your special things, but you also have to do things to better this country and others around us. I am getting sick and tired of hearing about the coronavirus. And you have to look at so many different aspects of this. I mean, I don't like to let you know when I'm not feeling good, but I have been sick all week. And I literally do this show and then I go back to bed. And it's been rough. But guess what? There are viruses. There are flu every year. Even just this year, more people have died from the flu than the coronavirus. Think to yourself why our stock market is falling. All because of this virus that has killed a few hundred people. Don't look at that and don't accuse me of being flippant because, those are families. Those are like, yeah. But when you're talking about tens of thousands that die from the flu, thousands that die from the flu, this is nothing. It's just a new virus. When they're shutting down everything in China around this Wuhan area, have you noticed what this has done? Think about this for a minute. Nobody mentions Hong Kong anymore. Nobody mentions the issues and the problems that we were having with China, not only with the trade deals, but with, well, just all the deals of people who were supporting Hong Kong and then getting chastised, and then all the big companies out there falling all over themselves to make sure things were right. Disney, the all sporting events, Nike. That just kind of all went away. Because people just talk about the coronavirus. You know, there's more going on in this world, and I think there's more going on with that than just people being sick. And good. I'm glad people in China, red China, communist China, are now speaking up since this doctor's death that, there might be something else going on here. That's the thing. It doesn't matter if you're working with the city of Reno or Washoe County or the state of Nevada or communist China. Once people get into positions of power, they don't want you to know what they're doing. People are just not honest about how they are serving the public.
Ooh, how could she compare Red China to City of Reno and Washington? Well,
because they're keeping things from you. And when your elected representatives, no matter what county you live in, when they keep things from you, when they have meetings that you're not allowed to attend and decide things in your best interest that you don't know about, that's a big problem for me. even if it's just a locked gate blocking off public land. There's more to all these stories, and we'll be finding out about them, and we will be bringing them to you here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, The Monica J. Show. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. As we wrapped up the last half hour, always name it something nice, because then people won't pay attention. New Way Forward Act. I hope you looked this up. This is legislation that will create a whole new country. A bill that will remake our immigration system. And I'm sure the Democrats are saying, oh, well, we're working on immigration reform. It's the president that's blah, 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 blah. If this is the type of immigration reform that they're working on, we might as well pull our money, pull it all together, and figure out which islands we can buy. Or just go to Costa Rica. Because this is not what this country was founded upon. This is not with the rules that we have lived by. And it has nothing to do, really, with just immigration. It has the explicit purpose of ensuring that criminals are able to move here and settle here permanently with impunity. I hope you look this up for yourself, because this is just incredible. I mean, under current laws, immigrants who commit serious crimes, and I mean serious crimes, robbery, fraud, child sexual abuse, under current law, you have to be deported regardless of the sentence. Other crimes, less severe, ones like racketeering, you're supposed to be deported as long as the criminal element receives at least 1 year sentence. But if this bill passes the House, the New Way Forward Act, if it passes the House and is signed into law by President Trump, well, if it's signed into law by the president, because it ain't going to be President Trump, he will not sign something like this. But there will no longer be any crimes that automatically require deportation. None. Remember how many people falsified passports to get into this country? Because apparently, 9/11 never happened, so. Fake government documents, they're everywhere out there. This act will destroy this country from within. Imagine the drug cartel leaders getting released from prison, and then just head right to America. It can't happen, people. Look it up for yourself. This legislation has already been sponsored by 44 Democrats. 44 Democrats. Including Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So what do you think about that? Democrats are going to do whatever they can to destroy not only this country, But this state, this county, and this city, they have to be voted out. They have to be replaced by people that actually believe in the United States Constitution, that when they take the oath of office, they actually believe in what they're saying. Now, since nobody is held accountable, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter one bit. Oh, yeah, I'll protect the Constitution and blah, 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 blah. That's what being an elected representative in this day and age is all about. Let's go to the phone lines quickly, and then we'll check in with Jerry Evans. After that, 884-9910, Derek on the line. The new way forward in immigration. What do you think, Derek?
Well, yeah, that sounds like it's an extension of the Kalergi plan that they had planned for Europe, and they broadened it for America, which is to flood the country with non-indigenous people to destroy our country.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up this way forward plan. Yeah.
What did you say it was called?
The Kalergi plan.
Kalergi plan. Okay.
K-A-L-E-R-G-I.
I need to look that up.
E-R-G-I. And this is largely a Jewish plan. And September 11th, 9/11 was an inside job done by the Mossad. Those were controlled demolitions.
And I know your opinion on that, Derek.
Yeah. And did you look up that University of Alaska Fairbanks study on it? They determined that they were controlled demolitions.
But then others... say that it can't be. So it's, everybody has their truths and everybody has their opinions.
Well, if anybody looked watching, seeing the buildings go down, it's obvious that that was a controlled demolition. The first time in history that a high-rise building ever was brought down by fire in only 5 hours. If it was that long.
But it wasn't just fire, Derek. It was planes smashing into these buildings. And, honestly, we don't know how these buildings were actually built. We're getting information now about the new stadium that's being built, the Raiders Stadium down in Las Vegas, from people, contractors actually working on it, that the substandard materials being used and the things that are broken that aren't being fixed. I mean, it's pretty scary. My husband has to go down and work in it, and I don't want him down there. But, Derek, I know you want to go on more, but I got to let you go because I got to get Jerry on, who is at SCI for Safari Club International today at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. And not just today, all weekend long. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910. Stick around because we have a very special guest joining us at about 11:35, and that is David Harris Jr., who is the guest speaker, the featured speaker, actually, at the Douglas County Lincoln Reagan Day Dinner. And boy, it is going to be fabulous. This is definitely one gentleman that you want to hear from. You want to hear the truth from. Speaking of truth, what is it about people going up against hunters and conservation? And I mean, if you want to hear the truth, if you want to see the truth, then check out SCI, Safari Club International, where our very own Jerry Evans is right now, wandering that 500,000 square feet. And then, of course, all the tents outside with all the cool stuff. Hey, Jerry.
Well, hey, it is kind of like a crime scene investigation. But, you touched on something really interesting there. And by the way, we mentioned, too, that film called Her Horse Rich, Dirt Poor was played here yesterday, and there was conversation about it. I wasn't at the particular thing. There are lots of seminars that I haven't talked about, but lots of different seminars on different topics and subjects that you can take in, too, when you come to SCI. And, in fact, today, again, I want to mention, with a valid hunting license or fishing license, $35, take in a seminar today. You might learn something. One of my friends, Dwight Van Brunt, formerly of Kimber Firearms, put on a seminar yesterday for those that are looking to dispose of either huge taxidermy collections or, I'll say, exquisite firearms. Sportsman's Legacy is the name of Dwight's business. Right now, he's got two firearms on his website for $1.75 million. They are pre-64 Winchester 70s with serial number 1 and serial number 2. So those are the kind of things you can take in here today. But, Monica, back to your introduction there. And for the life of me, too, whether you hunt or not, Safari Club International has been involved in several lawsuits over the years. And I can remember one back in 2008 where one of these so-called, they'll steal the name of, like, Friends of Wildlife or something, was suing to keep people that hunt and love animals and love wildlife, but they do hunt them, keeping them from providing water guzzlers in Arizona in the Kofi National Forest, because it was, everybody remembers, I think we had about a 7-year drought here in the West, leading up to 2004, 2005. And there was a group, I forget the exact name, but they were suing to keep people from providing water for the bighorn sheep and the mule deer and everything. Can you imagine that? They would rather see them die of thirst than to have at some point a hunter have the opportunity to take one, to harvest it for whatever reason. Maybe they want a trophy on the wall. Maybe they want to eat the food. Maybe they just enjoy the hunt and the experience. And when they do that, when they're buying a firearms or ammunition, it goes to the Pittman-Robertson Act, and so that money goes to wildlife conservation. But that, by the way, was started by hunters way back then. And here's one, I'm not going to remember the name, but it was a Nevada state or Nevada senator, national senator, Key Pittman, the Pittman-Robertson Act. That was a Nevada senator that put that act together and started raising money over the years for wildlife conservation. And that was hunters saying, yeah, go ahead and tax me a little more on this firearm, on this ammunition. Eventually, archers and archery equipment, they said, yeah, we'll absorb that tax and provide it for hunting conservation. But so the antis, I just, bunny huggers, whatever you want to call them, I've never been been able to understand how you could possibly allow or think that animals dying of thirst would be better off than a hunter harvesting the animal and doing whatever they want to do with it.
PETA
and the Humane Society.
Yeah, they don't think that animals, you know, dogs and cats should be caged and put up for adoption. They don't even think they should be called pets. So it's just, yeah, it's lunacy.
Let me go, and I'll get off my little bit of a grinding of an axe here in just a second. But if anybody remembers the name Cass Sunstein, he was the chief of information and regulatory czar for the Barack Hussein Obama administration, rumored to be one of his future Supreme Court picks if he was able to pick one. Thank God he wasn't able to. Cass Sunstein, in 2007-2008, wrote a piece saying that animals should have the right to sue humans.
Yeah.
Now, let that sink in for just a second. I've spoken to my attorney, Bob Blah Blah, and he hasn't seen a case like that come forward. But there was a human being in a high government position in the Obama administration that thought that animals, and I'm sure, you know, again, I have an attorney or two, and God bless them when they're on your side, but that thought that you should be able to go out and hire an attorney and sue on behalf of an animal.
See, that would destroy me because my dogs are all Democrats. I mean, they're lazy. They expect me to feed them and all this stuff. So I know they'd be suing me left and right.
Hey, good on you. You took that and you ran with it. I'm proud of you.
Jerry, we'll hear back from you about another 15, 20 minutes or so. We got a Fox News update here, and then we have David Harris Jr., national spokesperson, one of the founders of Blexit, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and hoping that you answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Today's question, should ICE be allowed to detain people appearing in court for non-immigration issues or even people visiting, being in the gallery for somebody who is in court on trial? Yes or no? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's question? Yeah, I can be petty too. Should Nancy Pelosi be punished for tearing up the State of the Union? Her copy of it, of course. Uh-huh. In her words, that wasn't a State of the Union, it was a manifesto. Well, let me tell you, Nancy, you don't get to decide what things are. 22% of you voting said no, she's just being petty, just being herself. 78% said, yes, let's hold people accountable, even if it's for something that you seem or you feel is just ridiculous and just a show. Yes, she should be held accountable. People ask me all the time, how do I get involved? What do I do? Where do I start? And I say a great way to start to get involved is by going to one of the Lincoln Day dinners that we have here in Northern Nevada. So many of them still coming up. And next week, actually jam-packed, we have the Carson City dinner. We have the Lake Tahoe dinner, which actually I believe is on the 13th. And then on the 16th. Yes, February 16th. I love this. Douglas County, not only Lincoln Day dinner, but it's the Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. And the great thing about going to events like this is there's always wonderful speakers. And I had to say, you know what? I am going to drive an hour and a half to see and hear this man speak because I'm so excited. He is the keynote speaker for Douglas County. You can find tickets at douglasgop.org. But joining us right now on the show is David J. Harris Jr. And I am so glad to welcome to the show, David. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Absolutely, Monica. It's a pleasure to be on with you today. Love your show.
Thank you. Now, you are one of the leaders of Blexit. You sit on the board of directors with the organization that Candace Owens started, and of course, another one of my idols there in the whole conservative movement to let everybody know, you know, Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, that you do not have to be put into a box because of your skin color. Why did you get started in this? Because not only are you a strong conservative, but you're also an author of the book, Why I Can't Stay Silent.
Yeah, well, great question, Monica. You know, I was pretty apolitical most of my life. My parents didn't really tell me one way or the other, which is a privilege I guess I had over a lot of my other family. A lot of my family and a lot of the Black community are told since really just children that Democrats are basically champions for the Black community, Republicans are racist, and it's just been ingrained in the Black community so much so that, you know, voting has proved that with just this monolithic blind allegiance to the Democrat Party. I'm thankful that I didn't get that from my mother. My mother always told me to pay attention to how people vote. You know, politicians don't pay so much attention to what they actually say on camera, but pay attention to how they vote. And so I think the rest of the country was really keeping my eyes on the election of Obama, those races in 08 and 12. And when I researched his voting record, you know, one of my biggest issues for myself is I'm very pro-life. always been pro-life. I'm a man of faith. I believe biblically babies are gifts from God. I think, you know, just in the natural, a person doesn't have to be a person of faith to understand babies are our most cherished and precious gifts that we get and we're given as parents. And the baby doesn't just become a baby when they come out of the womb. That's a baby that's growing inside the womb. So I'm very pro-life. And when I began to look at how Obama had voted, he was for partial birth abortion, and then he even voted against bills that would have provided medical care and treatment to babies that survived abortions. And I said, you know, I don't care what color he is. If that's off with his moral compass, then there's no way I can support or vote for this man. So I talk about some of that in the book as well, why I couldn't stay silent. Any listeners can get that at my website, davidharrisjr.com. It's an actually great tool to share with maybe independents or especially Democrats that don't think black conservatives, you know, exist, or don't think that there's blacks that support this president. I lay out a case in that book for why I support him and a lot of the things that were swept underneath the rug from the mainstream media that they're trying to do again this election. They're trying to do it again. So in 2016, I had a right after the third debate between Donald Trump and Hillary, I just hopped on my Facebook. I had maybe 1,500 friends. I didn't have a social media presence. And I just poured my heart out as to what I felt was at stake for our country between the two people that were running to become the president of America. And it was a very pro-life message. And my inbox was flooded. The video went viral, 400 plus thousand views. My inbox was flooded from blacks, Hispanics, Asians, whites, men and women that said, you know, my whole family's are Democrats. I was going to vote for Hillary, but because of your message, I have to support Trump because it's a support for life. And so that began my journey. And I've just continued to share my message. And it's grown now to where I'm an official advisory board member for Black Voices for Trump. I'm a part of the Falkirk Center, which is a faith-based organization to have individuals that have a strong a biblical foundation in the media, have a media presence. And it's an honor to support this president.
Well, as I'm sure that you watched the State of the Union address,
I was so
disappointed to see so many Democrats just sitting on their hands when there were issues that all of us should be able to get around. And if they are champions of the black community, why are they not happy and excited that, you know, the unemployment rate for them is down and people are getting off of food stamps? They're getting off of welfare. It's not because they were cut off of them. It's because people are working now and feeling that achievement.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is the Democrats did the same thing in the last State of the Union address and the one before that. They sat on their hands. And I think as America watched, America didn't really know what to do with that because, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we didn't know what the president was going to do. You know, 2 years ago, he was still doing it. And now, 3 years later, we can see the results of this president's policies in action and what it's done for, like you said, historic, all-time low unemployment for the black community, for the Hispanic community, more women employed. 72% of the new jobs that have been created have gone to mm-hmm. women. All of these issues that the president was talking about, the policies that he's put in place over the last few years are working. And then to see those Democrats sit and not stand and not clap on these issues, the beautiful thing to me, it's two heads of the coin. They expose themselves yet again that they truly do not care about America. They hate this president. And he's actually doing the things that the Democrat Party was supposed to be the champions of for the minority communities for decades. He's actually doing them. And for them to still not get behind him and champion and at least acknowledge that the positive things that this president has done, you know, I'm seeing and hearing more and more stories every day since the State of the Union of lifelong Democrats, and some of them of the black community and Hispanic community and the white community, that are saying, you know what, I'm done. The Democrat Party doesn't represent me anymore. They should have been honoring what the president was saying. And so it's, you know, it's actually, I'm glad it's happening. I'm glad they did that because it really just shows where they're at and where their allegiance lies. And it doesn't lie in the benefit and well-being of all Americans.
David, what do you say to the younger generation, the kids that are coming out on Twitter and Facebook, and no matter what ethnicity they are, they're getting threatened literally by people that should be supporting them. But they're using their voices, and here their friends are turning against them, and because they just believe in either this man or the Republican agenda.
You know, I would say to them to know their facts, be courageous, and anything worth fighting for isn't necessarily going to be easy. It's easier to go along with the status quo. It's easier to go along with the majority of mainstream media, liberal mainstream media, and attacking this president and calling him out. And I'd say be smart. You know, don't, you know, I wear my Keep America Great hat or a Make America Great hat all the time when I'm traveling. You know, I wouldn't say to a student that is completely surrounded and knows there's a bunch of bullies to necessarily do that in school. It could just be asking for trouble, literally, if a student is threatened that they're gonna incur physical harm. Be smart about it, but know the facts. Know when the opportunities open up to be able to talk to the one person, maybe one person at a time, to plant seeds with that individual, to plant facts with that individual. Did you know that the president did this? Did you know that the president did this? He was the first sitting president to actually make an appearance at the March for Life. I was there. I got to interview Kellyanne Conway at the White House right before that. You know, know why you support this president. Be smart about when you share it, and just know that you're on the right side of history. America's history will prove that this president was moving our country in the right direction, and then be proud of the fact that they're part of that fight.
You know, David, one last question before I let you go, and that is, it seems like the Democrats are always trying to pit people against each other, Democrats against Republicans, blacks against Hispanics. The one thing that I see that ties us all together is the flood of drugs that comes into all of our communities from Mexico and making sure that we have secure borders. But for the black communities in, like, Chicago, where it's black-on-black violence so heavily, especially with the younger generation, how do we get them to understand that, you know, being an insurance agent is just as fantastic as being a CEO, and there are all these great jobs out there, that you don't have to turn to that life of drugs?
Well, there's a lot of answers to that question. You know, it's a cultural issue that we have in America, especially in the demographics that you spoke about in Chicago, where black on black crime is 90%, and it's 21 to 26 are the individuals that are perpetrating most of the violence and chaos and murders on their own people, on our own community. We've got to really, I believe, just pray and believe that God will bring a miracle through events like I'm a part of with Bishop Harry Jackson. We're doing a tour, 11-city tour later this year, where we're going to be going into predominantly black and urban communities, into the churches, and bringing a message of hope and life. You know, for me, I've been on both sides. I wasn't in a big city with the big drug problems, but I had a drug problem. I dealt drugs. I made a lot of money in my teenage years doing that. And it's not worth the headaches. It's not worth the trouble. A lot of my friends wound up in jail. They would be hurt physically. And what is necessary is the opportunity to say to these kids, hey, you want to have a clear conscience. You want to be the best version of yourself. Is that going to be in the drug scene? Is that going to be in the party scene? Or is that going to be working hard, being diligent, finding a job, and then being the best you can at that job? And so then with the influx of jobs that are being created, especially with the opportunity zones that President Donald Trump has initiated, that's going to bring, you know, close to $100 billion into 9,000 mostly minority communities. It's going to bring a lot of jobs and opportunities for growth to these individuals. So it's got to be a message of hope, a message of hard work, determination, and what do you want your life to look like, and how do you want people to remember you? And if we can bring these messages to those communities, then we've got to hope and believe for the best that some will listen. Some will be saved. Some will make something out of their life, and others will hopefully see those people making positive decisions and then follow suit and do the same. But it's a cultural shift. It's something that's got to come from within the community, And we're doing our best with Black Voices for Trump and this other coalition I'm a part of to help be a part of the solution.
Well, I hope that resonates with everyone, because we have a huge MS-13 problem here in Reno, and we're not a big city, but we've got the I-80 corridor, which is a main drug corridor, and that's the thing, is now you have documentaries coming out that saying, no, MS-13, that's not those gang people that have tattoos all up their necks and faces. They're young men. They're just people who, you know, got into it. And I tell you, no, MS-13's a lot more than that. Just to get in, you got to kill people. So they're once again turning that spin to, as Nancy Pelosi put, what they're, you know, they're innocent victims.
Yeah, they're best and brightest and the dreamers. And painting this pretty picture is just not so. We have to wake up and understand what's at stake. The future of our country is at stake. Thank God for a president that's actually trying to finish a wall that he didn't start. I'm always reminding people that he didn't start the wall. It was started. It was started in the 60s, and he's just trying to finish it so that it can do the job that it was supposed to do in the first place, which is secure our border and help our Border Patrol agents focus on making sure that people are coming in the right way. And we got to push for that as well. We have no problem with immigration; just come legally. But illegal immigration and a broken border. The drug crisis and all of it—it's a lot to tackle. But I'm thankful that we've got a president that's doing his best to bring results, and he is.
And people who really want to make a difference—it doesn't matter what sex, what gender, what color, what religion—it's all of us working together. DavidHarrisJr.com. Look onto his website, listen to his show, read his books, and join us on February 16th, Douglas County Republican Lincoln and Reagan Day Dinner on February 16th. You can get your tickets at douglasgop.org. David Harris, thank you so much for joining us today, and blessings to you and your family, sir.
Thank you so much, Monica. I look forward to seeing you next weekend.
I'll see you there. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back after this.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
All right, wrapping up the show today, we've talked about a lot of things. The honorary Mexican consulate that Lavaz is trying to get here in northern Nevada, which John sent me an email. An honorary consulate has no diplomatic privilege. It is just another warm, fuzzy unicorn delusion of the left to create the illusion that they are actually doing something. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Today's poll question, should ICE be allowed to arrest people even at the courthouse? Vance sent me a quick email. There should be no place off limits for ICE to make arrests. In the case of priests and ministers harboring criminals, they should be subject to the aiding and abetting laws. So right on with you that there. And so much more. Find out more for yourself. Look into and read the bill that is actually in Congress, New Way Forward Act, sponsored by 44 House Democrats. We know that's going to probably pass the House because they have control of the House. Unless you get into gear, get your friends into gear for 2020, whether it be the city, the county, the state, federal, the Democrats have to be voted out. We have got to get sane people back into these positions that actually believe in the oath of office, the oath to protect and support the Constitution of the United States of America. Do what you can. Make a phone call. Knock on a door. Put a sign in your yard. Find out more by going to washogop.org, how you can help, or come on down to Douglas on the 16th and check it out there. Carson City for their Lincoln Day dinner on the 15th. More going on everywhere. I love you. Have a great weekend. And keep it locked on to 99.1 FM Talk.